la 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 la. Good evening, y'all. It's your girl, Cheryl Hanks, and I want to welcome you to the Men in Brokenness podcast. How y'all feeling today? Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all know what we do when we jump on this podcast. I hope you got your journal, your tablet, your notes open on your phone, whatever it is you need. Let's go ahead and unpack this day. Let's unpack our week. Starting with the first question that we ask ourselves. How are you? How y'all doing? How are you? And be honest with yourself. The second question is, what happened today? What happened this week? What happened in your life that you didn't stop, pause, and reflect on? What happened? Whether it's good or bad, what happened today? Remember, if it's something that happened that was good, that's a blessing in your life, it caused you to stay in a place of gratefulness. If something bad happened then, okay, it gives you the opportunity to check your heart. But either way it go, it gives you an opportunity to look at yourself and see exactly where you at. So what happened today, y'all? The third question is, how did it make you feel? Whatever it was that happened, how did it make you feel? All right, now that we got them questions out the way, if you answer them or not right now, you can always go back and reflect on those questions. But today is episode 8, and I'm excited to be with y'all this evening. I'm excited that we still rocking and rolling on this podcast. And today, our topic is the cost of choosing not to unpack. Now, y'all, let me tell you about a situation that happened to me and why I came up with the cost of choosing not to unpack. Now, a situation occurred the other day. On my Facebook page, I had made a post. People started commenting. Now, I don't really care about people commenting because when I put a post out there, I'm open for whatever it is people want to say. But y'all, I was surprised by some of the comments because people was commenting that's close to me. People that, I might look up to. People that's, family, friends, whatever. And what I have come to realize is people show themselves when you're not in agreement with them. But in that, it's a price you pay when you stop looking at yourself. It's a price that you pay when you choose not to do the work. When you choose not to acknowledge how things made you feel, when you choose not to go and, check your heart, it costs you something. And when I say it costs you something, it costs you relationships. You ruin relationships like that. You lose sight of the mission. Your focus becomes distorted. People get hurt. You stop growing in certain areas. You lose witnesses. when you choose not to, to check your heart and respond to people in a way that can, you know, keep the relationship in a good place, then it costs you that relationship. You know, especially people who say they walk with God. Especially those of us who, you know, say that God is the head of our life and, you know, we are representatives of God. We ambassadors of God. I'm a servant of Christ. When you say things like that and then you respond to people in such a way, you lose witnesses. The image of God is lost. And that's exactly why I say it's important for us to have our own relationship with God. Because had I not had my own relationship with God, I would have responded in a different way. I would have probably been like, you know, forget this, forget church, forget people. Don't talk to me about God. If this is how people of God act, then why would I want to go to God? So when we choose not to do the work on ourselves, it's a price that we pay. When we feel like, you know, people don't have opinions or people can't say how they feel, it's a price you pay. Who are we to tell people how they should feel? Who are we to tell people how they should respond to things? You know, without asking the right questions, without asking somebody, you know, why you feel like that? What's wrong? You know, can we talk about this? If it's something that you, you know, don't agree with, can we talk about this? But when we take the initiative and just be like, you know, I'm going to say whatever I want to say because now I'm upset at this person because they made this post or because they said this or because they're not doing what I want them to do. That's time for us to stop, reflect, and check our heart. Because now we got to ask ourselves, why was I offended by what this person said? What made me so upset about what this person said? Because everything we points right back to us. What's causing me to be in this place? Why am I thinking like that? Especially when we say, and this is just the real thing, y'all. This is just the truth of the matter. When I say that, you know, I believe God. When I say that God is the head of my life. When I say that God can do all things, when I say God can do anything but fail, when I say that God will turn all things around for my good, when I stand on the word of God, I really stand on the word of God. So with that being said, it doesn't matter what happens around me, who's saying what they doing. The only thing I know is that I got to focus on me and make sure that I'm where I need to be at, and I'm got to keep my eyes on God. Anything else is out of my control. Anything else is out of your control. When we try to control people, it ruins a relationship. If you think about it, even in intimate relationships, man, woman, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, yada, 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 whatever it may be. When we look at those relationships and people not doing what we want them to do, or, you know, our mate is not responding how we want them to respond. When we go outside of them and say how we feel about what they doing without really asking them why they responding in the way that they responding, why they feel how they feel, why did they handle a situation like this, guess what? We ruin that relationship. When our children get to doing things that we don't really agree with and we come at them with words that we feel, you know, because we talking to them out of anger or we mad because we feel like they didn't make a good decision. So we say how we feel to them without asking how they feel or why they made the choice that they made. We ruin the relationship. So I wanted to spend this evening with you talking about the importance of unpacking. The importance of checking our heart. The importance of asking ourselves those questions. You know, what's going on with you? How you feel today? I don't know about y'all, but I kind of know when I'm off. Even if I don't know why I'm off, I would just get this feeling or wake up a certain kind of way. Like, it's been many a times that I stopped in the middle of the day and just said a prayer because I didn't know what was on me, but I knew that something was bothering me. I knew it was something that I needed to release. But when we ignore those signs, when we ignore, you know, the prompts that we get within ourselves and continue on, and then we come into contact with somebody else and they might say something that we don't like, or, you know, say something that rubbed us wrong, our response is determined by how we feel at that time. And that's why it's not good to go off of feelings. That's why we should only operate, you know, by facts. You know, we got to learn to have them crucial conversations. We got to learn to how to approach things. You know, we got to learn how to, for real, not even put people on blast. If somebody offends you or somebody make you feel a certain type of way, or you don't agree with what they doing, if the relationship mean anything to you, then you pull that person to the side. You pick up your phone and you call that person. You say whatever it is that you need to say. And I'm not just talking about the Facebook post. I'm talking about period in general. When you really, truly, genuinely love somebody, when you really value a relationship, when you value a person, period. You got to acknowledge where they at. You got to respect where they at and respect how they feel. And then you had a conversation in love. But when you choose not to unpack, when you choose not to look at them things that may be, you know, weighing in on you, when you choose not to pay attention to your heart, it's a price you pay. And you got to ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it worth the relationship? How I feel, is it worth the relationship? Me saying what I want to say to them, is it worth the relationship? And not only is it worth the relationship, but am I using words to help heal? Or am I using words to hurt somebody? When I open up my mouth and I say something to somebody, what am I trying to get accomplished at that time? Because if I'm trying to hurt somebody because they hurt me, now I got to check myself. Now I got to look within me. And sometimes you might not even be wrong, but because you responded in such a way, now you got to be the one to go back and apologize because it didn't have to go this way. If I would have chose different words, you know, we wouldn't even be in this situation. If I would have acknowledged that, you know, I had a bad day, I probably wouldn't have responded like that. If I would have acknowledged that I was frustrated at that time, it probably wouldn't have happened the way that it happened. But since I chose not to unpack, since I chose not to check my heart, now I'm in a different space. Now I'm in a different situation. But everything falls back on me, regardless of what. So what I want to leave you with today is, when you know what you know and you believe in what you're saying and you're having a conversation with someone, don't get upset because they don't feel how you feel. It's okay to agree to disagree. But you don't have to talk to people crazy because they're not agreeing with you. That doesn't even make sense. Now you got an attitude. Now you feel some type of way. If you get to yelling, your blood pressure probably going to go up. A lot of different things take place when you try to handle things outside of your control. Because the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, people going to be people. And they going to do what they do. So while they doing what they doing, you make sure that you doing what you supposed to be doing. It's your responsibility to make sure that you in a good place. It's your responsibility to check your heart. It's your responsibility to treat people with love. That's your responsibility. If somebody else is doing it or not, you can't control that. The only thing you can do is what you can do. That's it and that's all. Put it in prayer and let it be that. Have the conversation. If it still don't end up the way you want it to end up, or you feel like you don't want to be bothered with this person anymore, cool. Move on. But have the conversation. Because when you refuse to have conversations, things build up inside of you. And if you feel like you can't have the conversation at that time, then sit down and journal about what happened. But don't ignore what's going on inside of you. Because before I responded to what people were saying, I'm going to just be honest with y'all. I had some stuff going on inside of me where I was ready to tell them about themselves. Where I was in my mind like, who you think you talking to? You know what I'm saying? But I started feeling crazy in the inside. And I had to sit at my desk and close my eyes and say a prayer. I said, I'm still going to address the comments. But am I going to address the comments with love or with hate? I chose love, y'all, because at the end of it all, I want the conversation to be fruitful. I want it to be effective. I want somebody to feel the sincerity behind what I'm saying. I don't want to just be a person that don't acknowledge how somebody else feel. I don't want to be a person that people feel like, you know, they can't say nothing to. Because it's not just people, you know, that's going to be on social media. It's people that's at on your job. It's your children. How are we responding to people when they say things that we don't agree with? Checking your heart, unpacking. It's an everyday task. We're constantly trying to fight to keep ourselves where we need to be. Because there's so much that go on in the world that at any given time we can see something and it can, boom, mess with our heart. So I just want y'all to be encouraged. I want you to be inspired. I want you to continue to look to God. I want you to continue to build your relationship with God. Go as deep as you want to go in God. But one thing I know is once you have that relationship with God, once you understand what you was created for, once you understand who you are for real, nobody can't make you turn away from what you feel. Nobody can't make you turn away from what you believe in. But you can't expect people to stand on what you believe in when you can't even do it. Check your heart. Stay focused. Continue to meet people with love, regardless of where they at. Don't matter how hard it is for you. You just make sure that you doing what you need to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Give your all. Just like we said last week, are you giving your all? Or do it just not matter? Thank you for joining me on Men in Brokenness Fridays. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Life can be only